Okay, let's just get into it, because we were talking about this off the air, Mortgage Mom Radio and the potato fiasco. You were going to ask the tax grandma what now?
I was. I was kind of covering the microphone, and I was, you know, whispering to Barry during our call with Denise, and I was saying, I wonder if I could write off the storage area that I need.
Now, this is so funny. I got a text message last night from the Mortgage Mom saying, need any potatoes? And if you want the full story, you can go to our Instagram, which is Mortgage Mom Radio.
That's right.
Go ahead and tell them what happened.
I'm busy. I'm a working mom, and I'm on this new kick. I vowed that for 30 days, I am not going to eat out, period.
Okay. Where'd that come from?
I just decided.
Okay.
I just decided that it's unhealthy. You know, it's
expensive.
So I am on a 30-day bandwagon. And after 30 days, we'll see what happens. But I'm hoping that after 30 days, it's something that just sticks around. You usually need to do something for 30 to 60 days before it becomes habit. So right now I'm in this, I'm trying not to. I will not order any food for lunch. I will not go grab food for lunch. I will not order anything for dinner. There's no pizzas. There's nothing. So, you know, but I'm busy and I'm working, and I get home from work last night. It was probably about 7:30 or so, and I decided the house was empty, everybody was starving, what are we going to eat? And I said, I've vowed against not ordering, so make a sandwich, heat up a frozen pizza, make yourself some soup, eat a bowl of cereal. I don't care. I'm on this kick. And I thought, okay, I need to do some grocery shopping. Well, obviously at 7:30, you're exhausted. You've worked all week. So I got on Instacart.
Because we're smart and that's what we do. We use the online tools.
Right.
I've never used Instacart. Is it easy?
It's easy. It is so easy. It is awesome.
Is it easy to add an extra zero to things too?
Yeah. Well, so I got on Instacart and I ordered this, humongous amount of groceries. My kids were ready to kill me when it all showed up and they had to bring everything inside and put it all away. But it was, enough food for us to make dinner, lunches, everything that we need, for a couple, maybe 10 days. It's amazing how much food doesn't last very long. But, I just wanted to get really good stuff into the house. And I thought, I had this whole plan of what dinners that I was going to make each night. And one of the nights this week, I was going to make stew. And so I wanted to have four potatoes.
Four
russet potatoes.
Sounds easy enough.
Yes. And the picture on Instacart showed one single potato, not a bag of potatoes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I ordered four 10-pound bags of potatoes.
Thinking you were going to order four potatoes.
Single potatoes.
Back up the truck of all the russets that show up at your house.
40 pounds of potatoes. So that was a lesson learned on my part. Read the description. Don't go too fast. Mm-hmm. Slow down. Everything that I tell my clients, everything that I tell all of the people that work with me all of the time, loan officers, when they come into me and they've made a mistake and what did I do? And I always say, slow down. You have to reread it. You have to read everything. And I'm going 100 miles an hour and I'm ordering 40 pounds of potatoes.
I thought you ordered 40 bags of potatoes and went, okay, what are we going to do with this? We better call some homeless shelter or something.
No, but the worst part was that it was 10-pound bags. It wasn't even the small 5-pound bags. So I literally have 40 pounds of potatoes. And it was one of those things where you just couldn't help but laugh. So I was FaceTiming, both of my sisters, anybody need potatoes? And I'm walking around the kitchen and showing them the potatoes on. It was just absolutely so much fun. But I wondered, that was my whole thing with the tax grandma. I wonder if I can write that off, a portion of that, because I'm going to have to store these potatoes. Now they have nothing to do with the show, but I need to figure out how to incorporate them.
Well, we have this text number. So text the word mom to 474747, and along with your questions about home buying, we'd like some recipe ideas for russet potatoes,
because
now
go.
We've got 40 pounds of potatoes, and I think they only last a couple of months. So
yeah, I don't think that they don't last.
You can make french fries with those.
Uh-huh.
You could do baked potatoes until the cows come home.
Uh-huh.
We could, for our workshop, we could have a potato fiesta.
Well, I'm thinking that I need one of those spiral things, where they spiral they deep fry it.
Do you have a deep fryer?
I have a deep fryer, so we can do the spiral thing, deep fry them, and give away the whole potatoes, seasoned and everything. Maybe that should be. Maybe we need to have a big grand opening here at our new office. I don't know. I've got to figure out a way to incorporate these 40 pounds of potatoes into the radio show so that it can become tax deductible. So we'll see. I'm trying to get gray here. We always talk about living in the gray box. And so I'm going to have to figure out how to make that work. But yeah, that was a funny story.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah. The Mortgage Mom.
474747 is how you get a hold of us. Text the word mom. Text your questions. And this time, I think I'm going to start reading these text messages. How's that?
I like it. It's easier for me if you read them to me, and then I can easily answer them.
Now that I'm starting to understand what's going on here with the VA and the HOA and the HVAC and all that stuff.
Well, you know what? I mean, that kind of leads us into that home buyer workshop. You know, it's the online with Facebook and YouTube on February the 10th. You know, those are things that are questions that, you know, they're acronyms that a lot of people don't understand what they are. You know, for example, like the word escrow, that means two things and it's the same word. And so that gets really, really confusing. So the more that you're with me, Barry, the more that you're going to learn about this mortgage business.
I'm excited for the workshop just for myself. You know, it's going to be a week from tomorrow, 11 a.m. on Facebook Live. We'll see you there. Friend us right now. Search for The Mortgage Mom on Facebook, or you can just go to mortgagemomradio.com and get all the links there. Download the phone app.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's pretty easy. You can, everything that you need to know is on the phone app. So if you do text the word mom to 474747, there is a link that you can actually save that phone app. But all of the information is there on the website. You can look at our workshops page and you'll see what you guys need to do for that. But, you know, one of the things that I talk about in the workshop and one of the pieces that I give to you are, you know, all of the buzzwords, all of those acronyms that I was just talking about. And I give you a definition of what each thing means. And it's just one of those educational pieces that are so important to you to understand before you go into a process like this.
Okay, so let's get to the first text here, because this will answer my question about what a VA is.
Okay, okay,
so,
all right.
So here's one from a husband. He didn't give us his name.
Okay, hubby, let's
mom,
go.
Mom pet peeve there. You got to give us your name and where you're from.
That's okay.
He says, I used my first VA loan in 2011.
Okay.
And I'm up $180,000 in equity.
Wow. Well, there goes my whole point about you need to be a homeowner for, you know, equity and future. So keep going.
And my interest rate is 3.25.
That's phenomenal.
That's good.
That
right?
is really
That's
good.
That's 2011 rates.
That's
right?
2011 rates. Yep.
He says, we really want to move. Okay. My wife is really against keeping this house and buying a new one. My attempts to persuade her have been unsuccessful. What are my options? And I would like to insert besides a nice steak dinner with wife.
Right. So a lot of times people are going to have reasons why they want to sell and not hold on to the property and rent it out. So it may not be, it could be something as simple as the fear of having a tenant in the property and not knowing how to manage a rental property. And that is where I would suggest highly that if you are going to do that, that you get a really great property management company to help you to maintain that rental. It really takes a lot of pressure off of the homeowner, and it makes sure that everything is done right, from the contracts and the lease agreements to the deposits to all of the work that needs to be done, the maintenance of the property. When you have a tenant in there, something breaks, the property management company deals with it. So, you know, a great property management company is really something that can get you past that fear and could help you to become an investor and own an investment property. So it could be something as simple as that, that she's uncomfortable. And obviously, anybody that is listening that would want a referral to a property management company, I have got those all over Southern California.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I've worked with so many of them, and I can give you a referral to one that I know has just done a stand up job for our clients in the past. And there's property management companies all over Southern California, so it doesn't matter where you're located. We've got one that we can refer you to that could help you. So it could be that simple. The other thing that some people will want to sell and move, you know, sell before buying again, might be, you know, the monthly payment that they're trying to achieve and what they're trying to get after. So, you know, maybe they want to take that $180,000 and put it into the next property, which keeps their, you know, monthly payment lower than if they were to go in. This guy's a VA. So you want to know
What's
a
VA? Yeah.
Okay. So he's a veteran and he's got availability or eligibility for a VA loan. So that means he can buy a home with zero down payment. He can get the seller to pay all of his closing costs. So he could literally get into the home with no money out of pocket, but he will finance the entire amount of his purchase. So his monthly payment is going to be higher than somebody that comes in with a down payment simply just because of the actual loan amount. VA is great because there is no mortgage insurance at all. So it's not like doing a lower down payment with a conventional loan or an FHA loan where you've got that monthly mortgage insurance. There is none. So the only downside would be if you buy it for $350,000 you owe $350. Mm. So maybe she wants to take the $180,000 and roll it over to try to keep their monthly expense
lower.
She
don't want to sell this house.
I don't think it's a good idea to sell.
Is it possible to do? It's possible to turn this into a rental property.
It's absolutely possible to turn it into a rental property. And the thing that a lot of people don't think about is how much is your monthly payment today? How much rent can you get from the property? So, you know, you might be taking in excess rent. You might be able to get more than what your current mortgage payment is from that tenant. And that money is going to help you to subsidize the new mortgage payment at the higher dollar amount. So you may end up almost apples to apples, but now you own two homes instead of one. So it's something that I would really encourage, this person texting us to call us and talk to us. And it might be something as simple as us just trying to explain that and really show them the numbers that could get her moved and into the house that she wants and get him what he wants and holding on to the property and not letting it go. And they may be able to find that happy medium of benefiting from both. So it's really good. Anybody out there listening, if you guys have questions about that, please don't hesitate. Text us right now. Text messages are fantastic. We love phone calls too. You guys can get
Mortgage
a hold of
Dad
us.
Mortgage Dad Larry's on the phones this week.
Mortgage Dad Larry is on the phones and he will absolutely take those calls right now and answer them for you. So you guys can call us at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U, L-E-N-D and the number 4. You can text us, text the word MOM to 474747 with those questions.
Now I'm sure you're going to cover this in the home buyer workshop that we do on the 10th, which is a week from tomorrow. But there's one more thing that you said we're missing.
Yeah, there's one more great piece of this puzzle. So a lot of people believe that they can only have one outstanding VA loan at a time. And that is true the majority of the time when you are maxing out the amount of loan that you can take. You're maxing out the amount of, it's based on the county limit in the area where you're buying is the maximum amount that you can get with a VA loan. But in this example, if this gentleman has a low, small mortgage balance right now, he may be eligible to get a second VA loan. So it's all about the eligibility of how much has he utilized and how much does he still have left that he didn't completely use all of his eligibility. So I know that that's a big thing that a lot of people don't know. A lot of lenders don't know. And most loan officers will answer the question, no, you cannot have two VA loans. But there is that possibility. If you owe $200,000 on your mortgage and you're in LA County where the maximum loan amount could go all the way up to $724,000, we probably have some space there to be able to utilize the rest of your eligibility into a second VA loan. So again, another great reason to call us and to talk your scenario through with us.
Okay. I think you handled that one pretty well.
You think so? I think I did good?
I hope he has enough info to go back to his wife and talk about it. Maybe he'll keep the house. Maybe he'll sell it. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I think he should hold on to the house. I'm in his court, but I do understand that his wife has concerns and I truly believe that they're probably valid concerns. So it's just a matter of being able to talk through that and see if you can get past that to make all parties happy. Or maybe he's just got to give in to the wife and sell the property and buy another one.
You know, it's part of the thing.
It's part of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Part of marriage,
baby.
Hope
we find out what happens. So 474747. Get those texts in. Text the word MOM. You ready for another one?
Go, let's do this.
All right, here's one from Orange County again.
Okay.
No name.
No name?
No city. I'm just guessing it's Orange County. Here we go. Mom, hello. We bought our first home May 2016. We had to get FHA because I had no credit.
Okay.
We got in 3% down.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good for 16, right?
It is. So FHA would be technically it's 3.5% down, but she is right on the right path and she did it in 2011. So it's been, or 16?
16.
2016.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's been a minute since she did the financing. So I'm going to give her some kudos
for that.
Pretty
lucky to do it late in the game too, because didn't everything change around 11?
No.
It got more expensive or something?
No. It's just over time, as the years have gone on, the rates have just on a very, very slow escalator have moved them their way up. But, you know, there's never a bad time to buy. Like Larry said last week, you know, there's just a good time to sell. So if they bought in 2016, kudos to them.
Okay, she had an FHA because she had no credit. She got 3% down. Now her credit score is 700. Woo-hoo! Exclamation point.
Again, and another positive part of being a homeowner.
We pay $530 in PMI. What's PMI?
So PMI is mortgage insurance, and you do have to have that. That's what I was talking about with the VA loan that you don't have to have. But on an FHA loan or a Fannie Mae loan, there is mortgage insurance that is required when you have less than 20% down payment.
Our rate is now 4.25%. The only way we can eliminate PMI is to refi. She Correct. Wants to know if it's worth it.
It is absolutely worth it in her scenario, for sure. So right now, her rate at 4.25% is not far off of where interest rates are at today. They are a little bit higher than that today on a 30-year fixed for an FHA loan, but not much. And so she's going to eliminate the mortgage insurance if she has the 20% of equity. So that goes away completely. Then the difference in the interest rate will be far less than that $530 per month. So she's going to be saving monthly on the actual payment. On top of that, that mortgage insurance is not tax deductible, where everything, every piece of her payment except for insurance and principal, which is your savings account, will be tax deductible. So the new interest rate and the interest paid on the new interest rate will be tax deductible, and the property taxes are tax deductible. So she will have a larger tax deduction and a lower payment. It is definitely worth it for her to reach out to us and talk to us about that refinance.
Something you can do for her, right?
Absolutely. And Larry's waiting right now. So all she's got to do is call.
Can she get a potato with it if she calls?
I am willing to give every person that calls me today a potato.
I hear you got extras.
I've got a lot of them.
Okay, here's another text. 474747. Text the word mom to get started for anything home related. Here's one. Again, no name. We're going to call this person a Valley person because it's like from the 818 and stuff.
Okay.
If you work for the city and have a stable job, are there any incentives that you can apply for when you get your mortgage loan?
So there's no actual special loan programs for a city worker, but we have tons of programs. We've got every program under the sun. So if, you know, he's looking towards a program that might be giving him some down payment assistance, or maybe something that would have, depending on his scenario and his circumstances, we can find a program that is going to benefit him. But as far as an actual city worker, there being a benefit to a city worker, there is no There isn't anything
special. You might
special.
Not need one if you've got a slick mom in charge.
Yeah, you don't. We've got more than enough. Just like with the nurses last week, we talked with Ryan Robertson with JMJ Financial. Just like the nurses, even though we don't have a special quote-unquote nurse program, they don't exist. There isn't one. We have so many programs that anybody that is in need of something in particular, just call us. Call us and ask us. Let us talk to you and let us give you the information.
Oh, mom, these text messages are just flying in. I think everyone's getting used to texting us now instead of calling us, because look at the volume. It's coming in. Everyone's got questions about potatoes.
I love it. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. We don't always get to every single text message every week, but we do make sure that we read them and answer them. We do respond to you same day so that you do get your answer right away. But if you want to hear us answer the question live with more detail and you didn't hear us say it today, tune in next week so that you can hear it, because we will make sure that we take care of that for you.
And if you can't wait, we elaborate in our podcast now. We've got little bite-sized morsels for you to listen to on every topic.
Well, and you mentioned that last week you mentioned that we revamped the podcast. And so let me explain that a little bit, because I think it's great. So right up until now, we've been taking our one-hour show that we do here every Saturday morning, and we put that up on the podcast. But that's an hour. And what we have found is that it's a lot easier to listen when it's 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 6 minutes, 14 minutes. So I think the longest piece that we've done is 14 minutes. But we take the entire show, and then we're going to break that up afterwards, and we're going to put that up every couple of days. So it makes it really nice for somebody that wants to jump in their car and they like to listen to podcasts. They can just pick up a piece of each show, maybe on their drive into work and another one on their drive home. We've got hours and hours and hours on this podcast already. So if you run out of your 11 minutes and there's not enough there yet, you can obviously go back to an older show and, you know, listen to a whole hour. But we're thinking that this is going to be a little bit more, a little easier easier for people to listen to, get the information, and even maybe sync the information in a little bit. Because in an hour show, we touch on so many topics or so many questions that you don't even remember what we talked about at the beginning of that show. So it'll kind of sink in, I think, a little bit better too, a little bit. You know, we're all about the education, and I think that that's going to help learning a little bit better.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about the no ratio loan a while ago, and on the podcast right now, you can hear a whole bit on no ratio loans.
Yeah, it's me and Heidi. I made her come in last week for the second week in a row to do the no ratio, and then we didn't actually get her into the show. She was about ready to kill me, but that's okay. But so she stayed behind, and we completed that piece, and then we put that up on that podcast. So there are going to be pieces that will be on that podcast that you don't hear on the live show. So definitely something to get. You can find us anywhere. You can download it on iTunes, Google Play. You can ask Alexa, you know, to play it for you. So there's really no way that you could miss it. If you've got our phone app downloaded, there's a podcast button right on the phone app. If you go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, there's a big podcast button at the top. So there's really just no way that you couldn't find it. And if you subscribe, then you're going to automatically get those to download right directly into your iTunes or into your Google Play, wherever. I don't have an Android, so I'm not real familiar, but I'm sure that it works somehow the same way with the Androids. It just goes to a folder or something.
Yeah, somebody text us if you do have an Android and let us know how that works so we know exactly how to talk about it.
Exactly,
because we're all iPhones here.
Yeah, because right? I know, you know, on my iTunes, it just automatically downloads to my podcast app. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure exactly how Android does it, but there's also an email subscribe as well. So you can just get an email every time that a new one is posted. And, you know, that'll remind you to go and check it out. You can click on the email and it will take you right to the play button. So it's pretty simple.
Okay, here's another text that I just got. Okay, this is from the 812 area code, which is Indiana.
All right, I love Indiana.
But I assume
I'm going to be right next door within the next couple of hours.
I know, a freezing cold.
Yeah,
I'm sure this person left their big jacket at home because it sounds like they're a transplant to LA. They say, I have a 2-part question.
Okay,
I would like to know what I can do to raise my credit score to buy my first home.
Okay.
And once I'm able to get a loan, what's the best type of loan for a first-time home buyer who's a veteran?
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
We've got a lot
It's Groundhog Day. It's almost the same question.
It is. It's Groundhog Day. It's deja vu. It keeps coming. But, you know, we've got a lot of veterans that do listen to our show, and we're really thankful for that. And we have a lot of experience in that loan product, and so excited that you guys do trust in us, you know, to give us give us your business and allow us to help you. It's just amazing. So the first part question was, what do I do to raise my credit score? So that is such a broad question. It's very difficult to answer.
It's like 100 ways.
There's 100 ways, and it's personal. So, you know, Barry, what you might have on your credit report is going to be totally different than what I have on my credit report.
For me, I needed debt consolidation to raise my, I went up 200 points when I did that.
Right. And so you don't have anything derogatory. You don't have any collection accounts. You didn't go through a big medical crisis that you've got a bunch of collections from medical, from doctors, or you don't have any credit cards that you paid late. You just had high debt. You know, your debt to the credit limit to what you owed was high. So all you needed to do was bring those balances down to see a huge improvement influx in that credit score. Other people have other things going on. There are bankruptcies. There are foreclosures. There's unforeseen circumstances. There's credit, you know, collections. There's credit fraud. You know, I mean, somebody stole my identity last year right before Christmas. And
how do you think that happened? Do you know?
I have no idea. But
was it the gas station?
No, but get this. I mean, this was crazy. It had to have been with the whole Experian breach that they had, because this person had a driver's license with my name, my address, everything about me. They had my social security number. They were walking around a mall out in, I believe that it was either Cerritos or Culver City, and I can't remember. But they went through a mall, and I know that they did because they opened up credit at Ann Taylor Loft, Pottery Barn, Victoria's Secret.
Huh?
So they were walking through the mall and opening up credit at every store they could possibly get to before I realized that all of this was happening. And I have credit monitoring, thank goodness. So I would say that it took me less than 24 hours to get the first notification that said, you have a new inquiry on your credit report. So I was able to jump on it very, very quickly, make phone calls to these, you know, but it was a mess. I had to put a fraud alert on my credit. I had to lock my credit down. Something that you can do really, really well with credit monitoring if you have that service. If you don't, you want to know more about it, I cannot tell you how much I highly suggest it. text me and ask me, who do I use? Where do I go through? How does it work? I'm happy to answer those questions. But that's a big piece. And one of the things, you know, I was thinking about having our credit cowboy on, and I think that this is a great segue to get him on, is I'd love for him to talk about credit inquiries. And, you know, what does that do to you with a mortgage? So maybe we'll get him on after this.
Can we get him on the horn?
Well,
right
let's
now?
Finish her question. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get him on the horn and we'll get him to talk about credit inquiries, because that's a big question that I get a lot. So anyway, as far as her first question, how do I fix my credit score? She needs to call. We need to talk, and we need to pull her credit report, or she needs to
That's
pull her own
one, huh?
consumer report. We need to see what's going on before we can give, you know, the advice of how to get that score up. So what was her second part of her question?
Her second part is, once I'm able to get a loan, what's the best type of loan for a first-time home buyer who's a veteran? Groundhog Day, VA loans all over the place here, huh?
Yeah. So it's one of the things that Heidi actually said in the show last week, and it's staying with me, it's sticking with me, and I really agreed with her, is that it's never too early to start. So even if you think that you're going to buy a home in a year from now or in a year and a half from now, the best place to start is to talk with us and get the application started and to know what your income is and to know how much that you can afford monthly and what does that monthly affordability mean in a sales price. And just to start to game plan, and that kind of takes me also back to that workshop. You know, you've got to learn, you have to understand, you have to have the education, you have to know what you're buying, how does the process work, you have to understand it. So again, the best thing I could say for this question is give us a call, talk to us, let us take you through your two-part process. Let us talk about the credit report. Let's see what we can do to get that up. At the same time, we're going to talk to you about what can you afford, how much could you qualify for, when your credit score is where it needs to be, what can you buy. So all of those things that are really good. But that workshop, I'm telling you, if you thought about buying a car today, Barry, and you said, I need to buy a car today, would you just randomly walk into a dealership and buy?
Well, before I met you, probably.
Well,
because I'm not very smart with that.
But you don't. You need to do research. You need to understand what you're walking into. You need to know what the features are of the car that you might want to buy. Is that what you want? You know in your mind what it is that you need.
Yeah.
You know in your mind what that monthly payment is that you can afford. And most people will do a quick calculation. You know, if it's a car loan, I can get my rate at 6%. I'm going to finance it over 5 years. So my payment's going to probably be about this. Okay, you know what? That car's probably too expensive for me. So when you don't do that education in advance, it's a really scary process, and you're making, this is the biggest purchase of your life. You know, you're buying a home for $300,000, $400,000, $700,000, $1 million. This is a big, big purchase, and you don't do it without education. So I can't tell you guys, you know, or try to persuade you enough to make sure that you guys jump on that workshop next week. It's going to be on Sunday the 10th. We're going live right at 11, right? Streaming,
yep,
live?
On Facebook Live, on YouTube, all the usual places. Not on the radio. You're going to have to, you know, move over to the internet for this. But we'll tell you all you need to know Saturday, next week, Saturday, and get you all lined up for our first home buyer workshop online, our home buyer web shop.
Right. We'll call it a home buyer web shop. I like that. Yeah. And
we'll,
it's going to be
down,
streaming live, and we're going to mom down. We're going to answer every single question. If you are asking questions during the workshop, we're going to get to those as well. So we won't miss you guys. You're going to have your chance at winning some Morgan Wallen tickets. So text the word mom 474747 and download the link for the phone app. You can see the workshop right there, or you can click on the link. It'll take you to the webpage so you can learn all about the workshop and how to get those Morgan Wallen tickets.
Well, yeehaw, I think it's time to hang out with the credit cowboy. What do you think?
I think mom needs a quick break. We'll get him on the phone and we'll be right back.